In the glare of the spotlight, Pink finds himself, as he's always been, alone. As the disillusioned rock star wrestles with memories of his troubled childhood and the pressures of fame, he cuts himself off from the world around him. When his very survival depends on it, Pink must confront his inner demons and tear down the wall. And that's just the first paragraph of promo on the upcoming production of Another Brick in the Wall, The Opera, presented at Music Hall July 20th through 31st. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. My guests are Pierre Dufour, who is the creative force behind making Another Brick in the Wall, The Opera, and his good friend Glenn Plott, who was instrumental in bringing this production to Cincinnati. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
This is a really big deal for Cincinnati Opera, the United States premiere of the powerful new opera based on Pink Floyd's legendary 1979 album, The Wall. Pierre, you've been involved since day one. General Director of Opera de Montreal, you contacted the songwriter from Pink Floyd and came up with this idea. How did that go?
It's a very long story, but, you know, to make it short, after having that idea and share it with, you know, people, we tried to be in touch with Roger Waters. He's not easy access. So, you know, the first step to the management team, the answer was no. So, you know, I tried to find another avenue and we finally been in touch with him. And in one of the emails that he wrote, he clearly mentioned that I'm touched about that idea. My deeply think that is a very bad idea and we should not go it. So I wrote him again a letter, and then he was more intrigued. He wrote us, let's do another Brick in the Wall part two, and we'll hear it and we'll find it out. So we went to see him with, you know, three audio numeric track. The first one was In the Flesh. Second one was The Happiest in Our Life. And then A Brick in the Wall Part 2. And after hearing those three, even if he was quite skeptical, at the end he said, it's good. It's very good. So everything started there.
How did you know that this was going to be a good idea, even when Roger Waters himself was saying,
You know, it's a dream. For me, you know, I'm listening to that album since the last 39 years. And for me, without knowing nothing about the opera, I always felt that it was a great libretto, great music. And it should be, because this is a thematic album. And it could be converted into an opera quite easily. And that was the challenge. But we never know. Even if we think that we have a great idea, we never know, in fact, because we're not reading into crystal balls.
Glenn, what did you say to your friend when he told you he was determined to make this happen?
Pretty easy. I'm a Pink Floyd fan, too. We're of the same age. And that was an iconic album of both of our youths. So when Pierre played for me a couple of the tracks that he had put together, I immediately said, this is great. I love it. I'm a fan of opera, but I grew up a rock and roll kid.
I read that Roger Waters said this is definitely more for opera lovers than rock and roll lovers. Do you see this being able to reach both audiences?
No doubt. In fact, in Montreal, 56% of the audience were not even in the database of the Montreal Opera. So we had people coming with leather coat, Dark Side of the Moon t-shirt. So yes, we had been able to cross over that bridge, you know, from rock people to bring it into an opera house.
What kind of special training do the performers need to do? They're classically trained singers, but they're taking on this kind of rock and roll attitude.
In fact, they are singing exactly as they have been trained to do that. So there's no modern instrument. It is a full symphonic orchestra, and they are singing the same way they could sing Traviata, Butterfly, or any Wagner. So they are singing the same way, so there's no adjustment.
Not even an electric guitar?
Not even an electric guitar. But no drum, no bass. It's his symphonic instruments.
But some pretty rock and roll sets and costumes, yes?
There's a lot of image in the show, and there's a dramatic line, of course, with the libretto, with the music, with the video. So it starts with a rock concert, and then everything shifts into the mind of Pink and the opera world.
Do you think that Cincinnati, who has a little bit of a reputation for conservatism, will embrace this, it got an R rating, correct? And a bit of a warning for adult content. Glenn, do you think the Cincinnati crowd will dig it?
I do. I think for all the reasons that they like grand opera. And Cincinnati has a very good track record with presenting new opera, making new opera. So this fits right in line with our mission. I think our core audience, while they may not understand at first what it is we're doing, it is opera through and through, straight up, and I think they'll respond to it in the way that they always have.
We're speaking with Pierre Dufour and Glenn Plott about another brick in the wall, the opera, which is going to have its United States premiere in July, opening on July 20th. Pierre, I looked at Roger Waters' tour schedule, and there are conspicuously no dates for that last part of July. Any chance he'll be here?
Even if he's not in tour during that period, you know, they are doing a documentary of his actual tour, Us and Them. They are doing behind the scene, and they are filming the entire show. So he's a very busy man. And, you know, he have done at that moment more than 100-something show during his tour. So now he won't be able to come, unfortunately. You know, you guess he would have loved to be able to come, but he's way too busy.
Was he involved in the creation of the production?
He had parts. And one of the things that Mr. Waters said to me, you know, Pierre, I do agree that you start to work on that show. I understand this is your show, but you know, I would love that you are keeping me posted about the evolution. So every step we have informed him, you know, we've met him several times. We start with the audio, we've shown him the libretto of it, our concept. So we've shown him everything. So yes, he have been part of it. And, you know, sometimes he was blessing it. Sometimes he did some comments, and everything that man could give us, you know, for us was just gold.
Are these the singers who performed in Montreal?
Basically, Nathan was the cover of Etienne. So Pink, the mother, wife, and the father were part of the original presentation in Montreal, yes.
Will the tour continue from Cincinnati, or is this a one-time
No. You know, we really want to present that show. We have a worldwide license for the next 10 years to present the show. So yes, we are right now discussing with different markets, Canada, in Europe, even in Buenos Aires, in Argentina. So yes, the show, we wish to be able to present it in different venues as much as we can.
Glenn, being a Cincinnatian, you're well acquainted with the recent renovation of our music hall. So this is something that hasn't been done yet since the hall reopened. What are some of the technical challenges that need to happen?
Well, a lot of this story is told through technology. The art relies on it with very serious overlays of sound effects, and projections. There's no miking of the singers like in a rock show. It's still opera, but technology gives us a couple of challenges that the new music hall is better equipped to handle than it's ever been, with projection positions and built-in electronics that will support all of the tricks it needs to do that Pierre's created for us.
Pierre, will you travel with the show as it goes on throughout the world?
Yeah, I will try. It's my baby too, no, even if I'm not the compositor of it. But yes, I will try to follow as much as possible, yeah, to follow the show.
Another brick in the wall, the opera, will make its U.S. debut right here in Cincinnati. It opens on July 20th, 7:30 p.m. at Music Hall. You can expect a gripping story with eye-popping video projections and a thrilling score that transforms Pink Floyd's iconic album into a psychological operatic drama featuring an international cast of soloists, the Cincinnati Opera Chorus, and the renowned Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. A link with more information is available on our website, WVXU.org. Been chatting with Pierre Dufour and Glenn Plott. Gentlemen, this is pretty exciting and intriguing, and I wish you only the best with the production.
Thank you very much, and we're very pleased that the Cincinnati Opera had come on board as a co-producer of that show.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.